Good morning, everyone. My name is Pedro Alonso Serrano, and I'm a McNair Scholar from DePaul University in Chicago, Illinois. Today I'll be presenting the Internet's role in the sexual health of gamer sexual questioned adolescents. And I'd also like to acknowledge my co-authors, Dr. Harper from DePaul University and Dr. Fernandez from Nova Southeastern University in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I have no relationships to disclose. The Adolescent Trials Network funded the parent study titled Identity Development in Gay Bisexual Questioning Male Youth, Implications for HIV Sexual Risk, which was led by Dr. Harper's research team in Chicago and Dr. Fernandez's research team in Miami. Now for an overview of my study. Prior research has found that increasing numbers of gay bisexual and questioning male adolescents are meeting sexual partners over the internet, and that these encounters may often involve increased sexual risk. Less research has focused on the sexual health promoting potential of the internet, especially among gay bisexual and questioning male adolescents. Thus, the purpose of this study was to examine how gay bisexual and questioning male adolescents are using the internet to explore their sexuality. The parent study was conducted in four phases. During phase one, the participants were recruited and screened and were administered quantitative surveys. During phase two, the first half of the qualitative in-depth interviews were conducted, followed by a confirmation of the themes by consulting adult and youth experts, followed by the completion of the in-depth qualitative interviews. During phases three and four, the research team confirmed the overall themes and the model development by consulting with youth focus groups. I'd like to make a note that today I'll be presenting secondary data analyses from the in-depth interviews of phase two of the parent study. Now onto the participants. 200 young men were administered the quantitative surveys during phase one of the parent study. They were recruited from LGBT youth serving community agencies and social venues where gay, bisexual, and questioning young men socialize and congregate. Of the surveyed sample, 97 young men were from Chicago and 103 from Miami. From these 200 young men, 63 were chosen based on age, ethnicity, and sexual identity to participate in the qualitative interviews. Their ages ranged from 15 to 23, 19 were African American, 22 were Latino, and 22 were white. It is with these 63 qualitative interviews that my secondary data analysis was conducted upon. For the qualitative analysis, the analysis was guided by a phenomenological framework by which the research team set out to describe and explain these young men's behavior in terms of their sexual identity development on the internet. The analysis was conducted by a team of qualitative analysts who created initial a priori codes to capture primary concepts, and then emergent codes were created as new concepts emerged from the data. And pattern codes were then created to connect subsequent concepts under larger headings within each transcript. Finally, a cross-case analysis was conducted in order to identify consistent patterns in meaning, concepts, and themes across all interviews. And on to the results of the study. The internet played a variety of different roles in helping to facilitate different aspects of these young men's sexual identity development. The youth used a range of internet applications, ranging from email to chat rooms, instant messenger applications, blogs, as well as discussion boards, depending on the specific function and relative need for anonymity. These functions included A, developing their sexual identity, B, becoming socially connected to other gay and bisexual questioning male adolescents, C, meeting friends, boyfriends, romantic and sexual partners, and D, learning about gay bisexual life and safer sex practices. Now I'd like to talk about the first theme, developing sexual identity. Some youth found that the internet was useful in helping them to realize their sexual attraction to other males. Basically, these youth did not realize whether they were gay or bisexual until they had used the internet to read some texts or perhaps view some images. Other youth said that they realized that others share their same gender attractions, desires, and sexual behaviors. So not only did they realize their own identity, but they realized that there are other gay people in this world. Other youth described that the internet helped facilitate their coming out process and that they came out to a different range of individuals, including family, friends, and even strangers, in order to test the waters. Now I'd like to share with you some quotes from that illustrate theme A from the young men. One young man said, "I just saw everything, and I think that I knew that it was like for real, like a guy with another guy, a naked guy." Another youth said, "I think it might have taken longer to decide to come out and like be okay with it." Another youth said, "I became like confident enough that I was planning on telling my first friend." So these quotes are all in reference to internet usage. Moving on to the second theme, becoming socially connected to other gay and bisexual individuals. Communication serves several functions. First, it provided a connection to other gay and bisexual people without the fear of revealing their own identity and in the absence of a physical gay community. It increased their sense of a connection with others who were unable to understand them in a way that nobody else could. And finally, it decreased feelings of loneliness since they found out that they were not alone with regard to their sexual identity. Some more quotes. One young man said, "On the internet, it's easy to find people that are similar to yourself and bond through similarities. You share your thoughts on the internet, and so you don't feel alone." Another youth said, "I actually go on gay chat lines because, like, they're in my place. They feel what I'm feeling. They're going through what I'm going, and we can share same connections." The third theme, meeting friends, romantic, and sexual partners. The internet provided these youth with a safe venue for identifying other gay bisexual young men, and thus they did not have to guess who in their social environment may or may not be gay or bisexual. There were three primary types of meetings that occurred. First, meeting friends, and these were friends that were either near or far away from them in terms of geographic proximity, as well as meeting boyfriends and romantic partners, which could occur in direct-to-dating relationships or friends-to-dating relationships. And lastly, also meeting sexual partners for single or ongoing encounters. Some themes, some quotes here. "He approached me on the instant messenger first, though. I think it's a lot easier to do something online rather than in person where no one else can see your face. My next boyfriend found me off some gay website, and then I found my next boyfriend off of that, and then my current boyfriend I found off MySpace. The only person that I've really had full anal sex with since my boyfriend was the person I met off the internet." And for the last theme, learning about gay and bisexual life and safer sex practices. These young men learned about the gay and bisexual life in a variety of ways. They searched for gay-related websites that included articles on a range of gay and bisexual issues. They also read stories of gay men's lives on websites, blogs, chat rooms, and discussion boards. And they also engaged in discussions with more experienced gay and bisexual men and youth in order to seek advice on dating, sexuality, sexual health, and safety. Lastly, they also explored information regarding sexually transmitted infections and HIV. Two young men had this to say. "Just like seeing their stories and like giving me advice and stuff, what to do and safety tips and stuff like that. I know there's a lot of really good like medical websites that have like detailed graphic pictures and whatnot, because you can describe gonorrhea to somebody all you want, but show them a picture of what it might look like. You look at it and you're like, oh God." And for some conclusions, given the anonymity of the internet, some youth may feel more comfortable exploring their sexuality and learning about sexual health issues through this modality. The internet also affords the opportunity for public health professionals to offer sexual health interventions to a wider range of gay, bisexual, and questioned male youth who reside in different geographic regions. Sexual health promotion interventions could benefit from utilizing the various internet applications used by gay, bisexual, male youth. And in terms of these internet-based interventions, some implications that are interesting to note from this study is that youth are learning about and exploring their sexuality in the gay community. So intervention programs could focus on healthy sexuality, prevention practices, health and wellness, and youth are also connecting and socializing with their other gay, bisexual, and questioning peers online. So prevention programming could focus on social support, peer modeling, as well as mentoring. And lastly, these youth are gaining self-acceptance and sharing their sexual identity with others, So programs may want to focus on opening discussions about sexuality and sexual behavior, as well as a discussion around coming out to friends and family. Thank you very much for having me. Do you want to do questions?
Yes, we do have time for one or two questions for Pedro, if anyone has a question. Okay. We'll have time at the end, too, for questions of all of our panelists. Well, next I'd like to bring up Sarah Valentine.